Very good. Yeah.
They're all walking like.
Except for this guy.
Yeah. Noah is unfazed. But Noah, if they all hang in there, it's not really going to matter. There we go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one
Gary
man
Noah
found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
See, they're all putting on the good front, but
now the pain. They are all in pain. Well, you, as soon as you made the offer, man, 50%.
Yeah.
Out of there.
Robert W. said something interesting. I don't know if it was on mic. When you were asking them to rate the pain,
yeah,
he said 6 with shades of 13.
All right, we got 5 guys still in it to win it.
Yeah.
Buzz, what's your lead story on the news and comments tonight, please?
Tonight, the government goes after your pot and your porn.
Oh,
my.
Joe.
Oh, boy, it's all about Joe today.
Stay tuned,
everybody.
For news and comments.
News and comments
coming up.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And Mike Show, that's hot. That's very...
Noah Fessenal.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Howie, Beast on Lip, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, time for Buzz's News and Comments now, Buzz. Brought to us tonight by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Buzz, of course, we beg your indulgence.
Of course.
We're going to get to the news here.
Right.
Let's bring the guys in. They're all too balled up now.
Yeah, I would think so.
And maybe...
Maybe 3.
We may go to the 3 ball here in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
During the commercials...
Right over there, guys. Right over there.
They, you've got...
yes, that was... I really did give you the stop sign there. That was...
JR and Matt and Steve and, of course, Creepy Noah. And who am I for... And Rob... Oh, Robert, the PW guy.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, how you feeling now? JR, how are you?
Good.
Now, come on.
It's feeling on a scale of 1 to 10. Where are you right now?
I'm about a 5.5.
Okay, Matt. How about you?
I'm about an 8.5.
And Matt, you are really sweating through that shirt, dude.
Well, I'm pretty fat.
So there's Matt, that is the second big laugh you've given me today. I appreciate it.
Okay, hold on. You got to move your arm, Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
What's your level of pain?
It's about a. Still about a 7 or 8.
7, okay, let's go to Noah, who seems... Noah,
enjoy it.
You seem unfazed.
I'm thinking around a 4, maybe.
Ah,
about
a 4.
Noah, did you have an accident at the steel plant one day?
And how about Robert?
Oh, I'm well past 10.
Yeah, Robert, you really do. I mean, you're not faking it. You look like you're an
agony. I think I'm getting heat stroke. I'm getting cold.
All right, Robert. Robert, do you want out?
Not for nothing.
he's bartering, Don.
Uh-huh. No, it's just I've suffered this long.
Right.
In the worst case scenario, I got 25 minutes, mm-hmm. and I got a chance. If I'm not going to get anything, I hurt so bad now, I've lost feeling in my legs. That, I mean,
would you like a Vermont teddy bear?
No.
Okay.
So you're not getting out. You're sticking with it.
This much pain for nothing? Yeah, I got to stick with it. I'm stupid to be here in the first place. I'd be more stupid to drop now.
All right, you should see him. I'm getting a look at this guy. This guy is hurt.
Come over in front of me, would you? Come over here. Can I get a look at you? Come here. Come over here. Walking like an old man.
And a little jittery, a little shaky.
Come on over here, Robert. Come here. We'll take some pity on you. God damn. How bad is the feeling in your crotch?
I can't feel it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, if I swear to God. You want to drive out? You want the tickets to Vegas? You got it. No goof. Swear to God. You want out?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Yay!
Yeah,
and then there were 4.
Another one bites the dust. But give him the tickets because he's in here shaking like a little girl.
Yeah. All right, get out of here, Robert. Thank you very much.
He's shaking like Catherine Hepburn in here. He's shaking like Michael J. Fox.
Now, the odds have increased dramatically. The dollar value, Don, you raised that, right?
$1,500.
$1,500. And the offer, are you going to give the other guys the offer?
No.
Nope?
No, that's it.
But they're not going to quit. I can look at them.
I should mention all these guys flying to Las Vegas, those who are winning and not winning, from IndependenceAirFlyEye.com, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Fly Eye and get your happy bag.
Yeah.
Game tag today.
Appropriate contest today.
Independence Air, go your own way.
Wow.
Okay, guys, while Buzz starts to do the news, let's just hear you guys a little running in place.
Here we go.
And a little cadence.
Let's listen.
Just
All of you.
One, two, three. There you go. Just keep that pace up. And Buzz, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
What's in your news show, Buzz?
Well, let me tell you. In the wholesome little town of Muncie, Indiana, a state trooper was teaching drug awareness to a classroom of high school students who were apparently already aware. And somebody from the office at Delta High pointed out that the 16-year-old...
I can't do this.
Pointed out...
I'm watching you.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
And then somebody from the office at this high school pointed out the 16-year-old who's been selling pot. The cop found weed in his pockets, and the kid was shipped off to juvie. Although a lot of people agree marijuana should not be in the hands of children, most surveys are showing that more people believe the drug should not be sending adults to prison, which brings us to this.
What, Buzz?
We're arresting more people these days for marijuana and fewer people for cocaine and heroin. That's from a report from a Washington think tank using FBI data.
Is this Stinko DiMaio in here?
The report shows a big shift in police focus over the last 10 years from the hard stuff to Mary Jane.
How you doing, Mike?
You ought to be in my space.
Heroin and coke were behind 55% of all the drug arrests in 1992. They were behind fewer than 30% of the arrests in 2002.
You're not hearing static on your radio.
No.
These are the four guys left in the Great Balls of Fire Cinco de Mayo contest.
The four tough guys.
And right now they've got two of these Nerf balls, three in their pants. They're up to three balls each, excuse me, guys, that have been soaked in Joe's hot sauce all day. And now they're running in place. That's what you're hearing. And it smells.
It is really un-effing bearable in here.
It's grotesque.
The odds are that we'll be hearing from all of these guys tomorrow when they call us to tell us that the skin is falling off.
Yeah.
They're daisy. How you doing, guys? Okay. All right. What's next, Buzzy?
And the same story continues. In that same decade that heroin coke arrests fell and marijuana arrests rose, marijuana busts up from 28% of the arrests to 45%. 80% of the increase in drug arrests are marijuana arrests. The feds say the pot crackdown is necessary because this is not your father's weed. Today's pot, they say, is a lot stronger than it was in Cheech and Chong's day.
This sound of these guys doing this is fantastic. And they've got the hot balls. They got three hot balls in their underpants right now each.
They do. Wow.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
The federal government.
It's too great, Buzz.
I know.
It's too great just listening to these guys doing this.
I know.
It's too much.
How you guys feeling? Now, the answer is fine, sir. How's it?
Okay, let's stop for a moment. Stop running for
a
moment.
Break. Now we're mentioning the hot stuff, but we got some big guys in here.
We do.
Yeah. How you doing? Matt, you're not going to have a cardiac on me,
okay,
are you?
Well, all right. Now, hold on. Let's get some.
All right. Very good.
Let's find out what's going on.
Hey, look at the mic.
Oh, the mic is falling apart, for goodness sake.
All right. You want to talk to Matt, Don?
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, what's going on?
What's happening, Mike?
How are you?
Not bad.
Matt, what's happening?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm up to about a 9. And I just lost 10 pounds, so it's great.
You're up to a 9.
I think we've got the juices flowing.
Okay, what about JR?
I'm doing good. It's the legs are giving out, but the D's okay.
What's your pain down there?
I'm about a 7 still.
About a 7. Okay, right. What about Steve?
It's not as bad as the car bombs of my people, but it's... It's pretty bad, yeah.
Very good. Steve, give it a number, please, Mr. Bruce.
Yeah, it's still about a 7 or 8.
About a 7. Mm-hmm. And Noah?
I'm going to give it about a 5. I fell down some stairs this morning. This feels about the same.
About the same as Noah fell down some stairs this morning.
Shocker.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we're going to have to take a break so we can come back with at least 5 minutes left in the show. How many balls do we have left?
I don't know. I've asked Joe.
Let's find out very quickly how many balls we got left. Hey, and Noah, for a guy who's talking a good game, your body language says you're in some pain, my man.
I've been hoisting motors over my shoulder all day. My legs are tired.
Your legs are tired. I think it's not your days.
With Noah, it's the running. It's the running.
I'm a big fat guy. What can I say?
And, Steven, I notice you've got your one hand just kind of cradling your
homo.
Your area. Your area.
Howdy.
How many balls?
There's three here, but there's more in the trash can.
Okay. Guys,
we've got four guys
during the commercials, and we've got to take a break right now, or we're not going to be able to get this done on the network. During the commercials, your odds of winning, since it's going to come down to a drawing between these four guys.
1 in 4 chance of winning.
Your odds.
That was Robert limping down the hallway.
Your odds of winning will be increased by the number of hot bowls you put in your pants.
Give me all of them.
Oh, now, hold on.
See, they all want all of them.
Uh-huh. Well, how many do we have
left? They all want all of them.
How many are left? How many hot balls are left, Joe? How many Nerf balls that
Joe
been...
is fishing them out of the trash.
That would be perfect time for another one of those offers.
Well, there's 5.
Would you quit right now, Matt?
Not for the Vegas ticket, though.
You wouldn't quit? What would you quit for?
I'd do it for money.
For money?
Yep.
You're SOL. You're SOL.
How about any of you other guys? Anybody ready to quit for the Vegas tickets right now? Just remember, when we have the drawing... If you don't win, what's that?
I said 9. Robert loved that.
Nine what? No, 9. Okay, no. Okay, but I'm saying right. If we have the drawing, if you don't win the money,
okay,
you don't win.
Everybody, we got one more commercial set. Joe, do we have enough? Each guy to have 2 balls? 2 more balls?
No, we have 6.
Okay, everybody put 1 more in your pants.
1 more.
Stay in for this round.
1 more.
1 more.
1 more ball.
1 more ball.
One more hot sauce.
Get a good one.
Nerf ball in the shorts.
Get a good one.
One more recycled.
Yummy.
Hot recycled. Okay. Foul. Disgusting.
Buzz, I promise we'll do double the news time tomorrow.
Okay.
Because this has become a mess in more than one way. Guys.
Any chance they could go to the green room, Don?
No. Could you run?
What
can we get
this
out of you running again in place now with 3 of these hot balls?
Yes, sir.
Four.
Of them. Okay, why don't you run out to the green room, guys?
Okay,
there they go. All right,
take care.
See you later.
Bye.
Holding themselves.
I'm guessing they've got 1 commercial set. They got 8, 9 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably all make it.
Yes, we should get ready for the drawing.
But maybe one of them will drop out or more. What? Hi, Joe.
I have them running around the cubicles during the breaks.
Okay.
I took them on a tour of the station.
Joe, you really hate our listeners, don't you?
No, I love these guys. They really stuck through it.
Yeah.
Next time, I'll remember the battery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buzz?
Yes.
You know what's coming up next?
What?
Not news and comments.
I know.
I'll tell you that.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, bring him in, Joe.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Your favorite French male transvestite prostitute, John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And our thanks to Buzz. Buzz, who had the news prepared today. And thank God nothing awful happened today.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank God. No major injuries, thank God.
Thank God. And we've got now the 4 finalists. Steve, Noah.
Tough guys.
JR.
Yeah, they are.
And who am I forgetting? Oh, Matt. Hey.